today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Have you had that talk yet with your teens? No, not that talk. I'm talking about the one to stay prepared for living in a digital, always-on world. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow can help you anytime, 24/7, to help you with your kids. So if you've got questions or concerns along those lines as well, be sure to share them with us, and we'll see what we can do to help you manage to deal with the kids further into tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Visit HughesNet.com.
That, by the way, was Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room, and Luann in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hey, Luann.
I have an older iPad that I'm either going to smash one of these days due to frustration. Because I got a questionnaire for a new job, and I couldn't fill it out. It just is not strong enough for me to do that, so I kind of lost out on a job. I was wondering if it's too old. Is there any way that I could give it a little more capacity? It is an iPad. And I want to change my credit card number on the iTunes store, where it says, enter my Apple ID. I do that, but then I don't know where to go to find out how to change my credit card information.
Well, Luann, first of all, there's not much you can do, I'm sorry to say, to speed up an aging iPad, or an aging anything for that matter. Sooner or later, electronics just get left behind. Now, you can look into a replacement, but we should mention something else first. Public libraries typically have computers you can use. Even if you don't have a friend willing to let you borrow their device, you can use a library computer for free next time a job is on the line, and I would hope you would do that. Now, if you're looking for a competent replacement for your iPad without breaking the bank, you can have a look at Apple's latest 9.7 model at about $329. It's the most affordable they've released so far. There's an almost endless number of Android tablets, many of them at or below the price of iPads. And Amazon sells very inexpensive Fire tablets. If all you do is online, a Chromebook may serve you very well, too. And you can find very inexpensive Chromebooks available these days.
But since you mentioned iTunes, we're guessing that sticking with an Apple tablet is your best bet, since keeping it in the family is best when you're in the Apple ecosystem. As for changing your iTunes payment information, you just got to open the iTunes app, scroll all the way down, and tap your Apple ID. Then you can tap on payment information and enter your new credit card information. That's it. You should be good to go after that.
Yeah. Luann, I hope we've been able to help you there, and don't lose another job because of some tech that fails you. Always know there's another way to get tech to help you, and we hope that we have been of some assistance to you. John sends the following email. I do wish he would have told us where he's writing from, or even better, called us, and how he hears the show, but we do get to the occasional email.
He says, years ago, I would use a product called Camtasia, as I recall, to record webinars and other streaming seminars and video content to my laptop. I would like to know if you or your staff have any current suggestions on what is the most efficient and cost-effective method for accomplishing this task for the home user. Thanks. Love the show.
Oh, well, thank you, John, for the kind words. There are plenty of options, actually, if you just want to record your screen, but the free ones sometimes come with mandatory watermarks or time limits, at least. You do have free options without those restrictions. OBS Studio is one of them, and it's even gamer-friendly. It can pull the video directly from the graphics card, which takes care of some issues gamers have when they run games in full screen. You haven't heard the same complaints from people trying to record seminars in full screen. At least we haven't heard them, but that's an issue. OBS Studio will probably eliminate that as well.
Yeah, a PowerSoft free online screen recorder may also meet your needs when it comes to seminars. It's browser-based, too, so it won't record anything running locally on your computer, but it should work well for internet seminars. Flashback Express can capture anything on your screen, not just what is on your browser, and it comes with options that let you hide passwords or change your wallpaper to a blank one while recording. Now, all of these options are free, none of them come with a time limit, and none of them use watermarks, so give them a try. It's likely that one of them will meet your needs.
Yeah, John, do let us know, because it's always important. We try to give you as many options as we can, and especially free stuff. You know, when people are asking for software solutions, we try to come up with anything that doesn't cost you anything, because everybody likes free, right? So let us know what you end up with, what works best for you, and if you need more help, we'll try to be there for you. All the way into tomorrow.com.